This is a podcast from the BBC.
Thursday's podcast is a good one. This is the Scott Mills Daily. We've had so many best man and woman speeches in for Chris's wedding because you feel like you know him. So you'll hear some of them. Another game of bangers and incredible DJ and producer Zed joins us on the show. This is Chris's last show before he gets married.
What a journey.
Wow.
What a journey, Scott. Like, the amount of shows we've done now and stuff. And
I know.
Like, actually, when you think about it, on a personal level, when I first told you that I was seeing my fiancé, do you know what I mean? To be at this stage, like, what?
Well, I remember when you were going out all night and then staying in youth hostels around here, so mate, you didn't have to go home.
Mate, it does feel weird. It does feel weird. It's exciting.
Yeah.
But also, it's just a bit of a reality check today, now that we're here.
Right.
And this is, like, the last show. This is... It's kind of like... Not many people have this tradition, I don't think, for obvious reasons, but it kind of feels quite special that this is the last show before it.
It is special, and we'll be reflecting that later as we look back on... some of your finest moments as a single man.
Sweet. It's like a montage at the end of Big Brother or something.
Well, I can't promise that.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Well, we'll see. Also, we have got Zed on the show. That'll be about 2:45 this afternoon. There's loads on today.
Busy one.
Bangers as well.
Scott Mills.
Caroline's been on saying, will Chris still be on your show after he's married? Yeah, it's all fine. I mean, a bit of time off to get it done. And then we're back on, yeah.
Yeah, I've actually kind of made this quite efficient, actually, in the sense that there's not loads and loads of time off. I'm not on, like, some massive honeymoon or something. It's only, like, it's not too long, is it?
I think it's 2 weeks, which is honeymoon length.
Yeah, I thought some people go travelling and stuff today. I don't know. I've never done this before.
No, I know. Something else you'd never done before. Earlier, wasn't that great? So this morning, me and Chris met up and we went to a barber near Radio 1 and we had the works.
Mm.
Like hair, eyebrows. He went up my nose at one point.
Did he?
Didn't he go up yours?
No, he didn't. No. Oh, he went up your nose.
A little nose shave there.
Ah, and yeah, it's kind of like plucking of the eyebrows there. I've never experienced that before.
No, you had it threaded.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was like. Because we walked in and the guy was like, so what do you want? And Chris was like, I don't know, ask him. So I was like, eyebrow threading and sharp haircut, please. I'm going to put a picture up on my Insta, actually, because we look pretty sharp.
Yeah, well, weren't you saying to me that, is it brows on fleek?
Yeah, brows on fleek, and they are
something
now.
I've never said before.
I mean, before, it was like some kind of rock concert going on there, but...
easy.
They're fine now. They look trim and
neat. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Did he put that weird flame around your ears as well?
No.
Why didn't you get that?
I don't think so. I think yours was giving you special treatment.
Or maybe I'm just
hairier.
Maybe
he likes.
Maybe I'm just hairier than you.
Yeah.
Could you not smell burning hair at one point?
No, I didn't. I didn't even notice the flame.
Oh.
Flams.
My ears were in flams.
Scott Mills.
So I'm head of fashion at this wedding of Chris's. It's the most stress. Seriously, what is this tie situation?
The tie situation is basically when I ordered the suits for ushers and the dads and that, I suddenly realised that the ties are the wrong colour. So what I've had to do is like try and get a load of other ties.
Right,
so I ordered those earlier in the week.
Yeah,
haven't got long.
Order them online. I mean, it's nothing like leaving it to the last minute.
Anyway, but it's not. This isn't my fault, right? Got contacted by the store on an email at 4 o'clock this morning saying... I needed 8 of these things, right? They've said they've had to cancel one of them, so they're sending me 7.
But I've already been to the store in person and got you one.
One, yeah, but we're one short. But,
still?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is maybe if everyone else wears a tie, I just don't wear one.
No, you've got to wear a tie.
But I'm the only one that can stand out a bit different.
Yeah, but also, okay, so I'm going to have to go back to the store again and see that
guy. I've run round. Honestly, everyone round here, they've run out.
Scott Mills.
Heidi.
Hello.
Now, you've got something for us, haven't you?
Well, I heard you talking about best man speeches earlier this week.
Yeah. Well, have you done one?
Well, a best woman one. But yes, I've tried my best.
Oh, because you feel like, you know, you listen to Chris and me a lot and you feel like you kind of, you know him, right?
I feel like I've got enough dirt, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I've written a PG version. I've imagined that there are children at the wedding. So I didn't add all the filth that I could. But yeah, wow. I've got six verses for
we
you.
Met? you've never met, but you feel that, like, just from listening to the show, that you've got enough dirt to do quite a rude version.
Yeah, and following his Instagram and things. Yeah.
For me, this is a really weird situation because we don't know each other yet. I feel kind of honoured to have you as my best woman.
Yeah. All right, okay, so I like that you've taken time and care over this. You are now Chris's best woman, and Heidi, we'll start the music whenever you're ready.
Do you have to, like, bang a glass first or something, Scott, or...? That's the best we've got, isn't it?
That sounds perfect, doesn't it?
All right, in your own time.
Okay. Although I've never met you, Chris, I feel I know you well. So when I heard you were engaged, it proved you never can tell. You've found someone to marry you. I thought Scott was having a laugh. A Watford fan, a professional Muppet, a bloke who can't work a bath.
Oh, this
nice,
is good.
Nice Tafem reference.
Oh, my God, this rhymes and everything.
Yeah. I know you worked the single scene, tried to look cool in Oceania, but it never worked out well, did it? We all knew it was just a banana.
Wee.
Of course you used the old pulling trick, tried your best to be a big shot DJ, but your biggest gig was in a loo with the urinals in the way.
Yes, this is brilliant.
That's very true, actually. That was the best night.
Throwback to last year when he DJed the toilets
Happy
in Ibiza.
Memory.
That was wicked. This is weird, but good.
Well, a lot of these references only true fans will get, but next verse. So how did you manage to marry such a sane and gorgeous chick?
Yeah.
Was it down to those rumours you spread that you had a massive watch?
Oh.
Yes, that ridiculous watch of yours. Far too big for your scrawny frame. And that red jazzy shirt you wore in another league of lame.
Yeah, I need to clear out the watch thing. The watch thing I get so much stick for on Instagram.
I can't even remember that.
So what this is, Scott, is, you know this watch I wear? Like, I pop a picture on Instagram and the watch had just come undone. So everyone ignored the picture that had gone up, which was of me and this Portuguese goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And it's like one of my favourite pictures. And all anyone's talking about is this massive, like, my watch is too big for me.
It's far too big.
Overly blinged up.
Continue.
But despite your foibles, Chris, I admit you are still a bit of a catch. Aniston likened you to Gosling. Kunis agreed to a footy match. That naive charm works wonders. Even that grump Iron Man might agree. It's worth considering a Chris Stark offer if he gets down on one knee. So, top tips for a happy marriage: buy her wine that is pink, and never under any circumstances wash your twig and berries in the sink. Remember anniversaries, and forget herbal tablets called Zeus. And if you're playing innuendo bingo, remember, use water, not blackcurrant juice.
That is so good.
And that's what we drink.
What was the Zeus thing?
The herbal Viagra that I took once.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, go on. Heidi, you really are a listener, aren't you?
Proper listener.
Do you know,
absolutely.
I feel kind of emotional off that.
That was so great.
Weird to say.
What a send off.
Thanks, Heidi.
Well, I hope all the speeches go well on the day, and I have a fab day.
Yours is beautiful, so thank you so much. I'm quite touched.
Cheers.
Love you, bye.
That.
Cheers, Heidi.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
People have been so sweet today. So many nice messages coming in. And we've had loads of these best man speeches. Remember we said earlier in the week, maybe you could write a best man or best woman speech for Chris, because, you know, we've been doing this a while now, and, you know, you feel like you know him.
It would have been class to just bring loads and loads and loads and loads of people to the wedding. But that's, like, logistically difficult, and there's not enough interest from, say, a TV company to go full royal wedding.
No. So, it's kind of weird when you hear this, because it makes you realise how much people actually really listen, like, really closely to everything that we do.
Dead sweet.
Some of the stuff that people mention in these, I'm like, I don't remember that. But, right, check this out. It's even international, right? So there's a guy in Long Island, New York.
No.
Called Brian, who listens to the podcast all the time, and he's done you a best man speech. And the detail is quite incredible. I mean, Brian really listens intently.
Wow.
Okay, so here's Brian from Long Island. Oh, he's even put music on in the back.
this
Here we go.
Good.
Chris, I may not have been there for the baseball cap years, but I was there for your first spray tan, when you denied all knowledge of the potato, and I've even been lucky or unlucky enough to see you ride an elevator, or a lift as you call it, in your underwear. And even though you sat backwards in the bathtub for 24 years, you've come far in life. I'm so excited to be here today and celebrate this moment with you both. I hope Scott has given you some time off from work for your honeymoon and you have great plans. But if you need some suggestions, this could be the time to finally get your Legoland driving license. Now, I'd like to ask everyone to raise their glass, drop trow, and do the horn for Chris and Rhea. Congratulations.
He even knows his fiance's name.
That's kind of full on.
Right.
All right.
And then the Ghostbusters music at the end.
Yeah. But to be honest, that would be the dream.
What was the Legoland driving license?
I think it was from 24 years at the Tap End. Like, I never completed my Legoland driving license. It's always been a regret.
I don't even remember that. Brian, you're a legend. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Hello. Radio 1, who's this?
Hello. It's Good News Jamie.
Who's that?
Good News, Jamie.
Oh, hi!
Jamie!
You know, the guy who's been on every week. I've been trying to call you, man.
Right, it's...
You're all busy.
I know, I'm so sorry. The show is busy today.
Sorry, Jamie.
Well, you will be.
I haven't forgotten about you. It's just that there's a lot going on today, Jamie.
Do you know what? That's music to my ears, mate.
Zed's on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, kind of.
Who is he?
A good, a wicked DJ.
Yeah, he's Matt, like one of the biggest in the world.
He's not like David Guetta, though, is he?
Well, he kind of is.
God, don't say that.
It's kind of a big deal.
Oh, listen, guess what I did this morning?
What?
I went for a wee at 2:30 in the morning. I woke up just randomly.
Eh?
Went downstairs for a wee. I used my light on my phone to, like, see where I'm going.
Yeah?
And then next minute, I put it on the towels where, like, the shelf is to, like, obviously, so I can aim in the bowl.
Why don't you just put the light on?
Well, I didn't want to wake, like, my girlfriend up. So I'm one of them people, like, obviously, Ginger Ninja. I'm, like, silent, sneaking downstairs with a light on, like, covering a little bit of it with my finger so I can just see where I'm stepping.
Yeah, I know, I can relate. Right. Go on.
Yeah, standard. And then next minute, I just did this plump, and then, obviously, I couldn't see where I was weeing, so I had to stop. I looked round and my phone was on the floor, then I turned the light on, then I saw the, like, destruction of my phone.
Oh no, is it proper smashed?
Yeah. Oh, mate, smashed. It was like Hulk's got hold of it and just started waving it around everywhere.
I hate that. It's that moment when you realise, like, it's on the floor and then you, like, normally face down, and there's that bit where you turn over, you're like, oh.
Oh, it's the worst. And you're just thinking, please, no, please, no, please,
please,
no,
please, please, please,
no.
Please, please. Right.
You're still laughing about it, mind?
Yeah, standard, obviously. It doesn't matter, does it? It's been and gone, but, like, I was panicking because I was thinking, I deliver cars. I use my phone for the sat-nav. I know how to get to Northampton, obviously, it's one straight M1, and then come off one junction and you're there.
Right.
But I thought, how the hell am I going to get to Coventry? It's like going to, like, New York or something, isn't it? Stepping off the plane and thinking, oh, God, where do I go for the taxis?
Is this what you called for, Jamie?
Yeah, to see if anyone... Well, you can text 8199 and donate to Jamie's new phone.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. Hey, this is the last show before Chris gets married.
No way. Chris, when do I get me invite?
Yeah, well, we kind of met each other a little bit late in life for that to happen.
Well,
but listen, Jamie, it's like a massive deal to me. What, have you got any advice for me or anything you want to say? Or like,
yeah,
what?
Of course. You've got to be yourself, mate. Don't sweat. Like, just do it. If this girl's, like, the love of your life, you just got to show her that you're, like, knight in shining armour instead of a guy wrapped in tinfoil. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think I should get married?
I think you should. I think if it makes you happy, I think you should. Obviously, there's a lot of females out there going to be well gelled.
Yeah, you say that. You'd be surprised.
No, you'd be surprised.
Mate, you're a good-looking chap. You're all right.
There's a general lack of interest. He's been very lucky.
Yeah. I'm very lucky for that.
No, I mean, in finding such a lovely lady, which she is.
Oh, well, of course. I've never met her, or have I, but you never know. But...
what does that mean?
I'm only pulling your tail.
Wish him good luck then, Jamie.
I wish you really good luck. I do. I really do.
I'd like to wish him luck because I'm the usher and also head of fashion and...
Head of maintenance.
Maintenance.
Oh.
He's looking sharp now. I took him for a bit of an eyebrow and hair session earlier. We decided not to go for the waxing in the end.
Oh, you didn't go for the waxing?
No.
We had a proper chat about it. I've decided to take things into my own hands.
Right, he's department. Yeah, he's so, gonna, absolutely.
I'm going to be dealing with that this evening.
Why? what a fun evening.
You've not waxed yourself, have you?
No, he's going to.
No, I'm not going to wax myself. It's just going
to
be...
He like, just wants to... Like, he doesn't want anyone else seeing Watford Junction. That's all it is.
Yeah. The bit in between.
Right, go.
Oh, God.
Speak to you in a bit.
Oh, are you going now? Do I need to put a phone down?
It's a really busy show.
Yeah, we'll speak to you on return.
Guys, yeah, take it easy. I've got a really busy day myself. I'm 4 hours behind. Listen, I love yous loads, and thank you for everything you're doing for me.
No, I said I was busy.
Yeah, okay. But Jamie's busy as well.
Yeah, all right, you're busy too. All right, I love you, bye.
I love you, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
I had a tiny little strip to that, just where it was, just because of the brass. I've never really noticed it quite like that before.
Oh, thanks, just a little flash of the nip there.
Yeah.
That was Tom Grennan and Barbed Wire.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Albert.
Hiya.
Right, so you are 23, you're in Colchester, and I was listening to you, you don't know this, but I was listening to you all the way through that song, and you were singing along to Tom Grennan there.
Yeah, I
wasn't
thinking that you were listening.
One of your faves, is it?
It's not too bad.
Yeah, okay. Right, so you're a farmer. Today you're watering your onions. That's not one. You're just watering onions.
No, I am. I am currently watering onions at the moment.
It's right,
someone's got to.
Is this true? You caught a snake earlier.
I did, actually, yeah. I was driving down a track and it came out in front of me. I had to stop and sort of move on its way.
Did you kill it with your bare hands?
No, never do that.
No, couldn't kill it. No, God, no.
Absolutely not.
I felt like Steve Irwin.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
So, this isn't the first time I've seen that this week in the UK, because you don't think there's that many snakes about.
They're not the ones like off of planet Earth, though, are they? They're not going to hurt you.
No.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
Not in the UK.
I'm not a naturist, but... The other person that I saw catching a snake the other day was Example. Saw that on Instagram. Like, man, he was out for a run. This snake appeared.
Why are there so many snakes? What's
going on? Are they rising up?
God knows. It's probably the heat wave.
I've never seen a snake in this country.
Never seen a snake.
Not in the UK. No.
I know a few snakes.
Yeah, I know. Don't we all love? Right. So here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Who do you normally pick?
I just go for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, right, here's mine. Tune. Io, Rapture. It's a dance anthem from back in the day. Yeah, I like it.
It's a great shout. Okay, Albert, obviously this is like the last show before I go off and get married, so mine's a little bit sentimental today. I've put
she's
this on Bangers
she's
before.
Taken him.
And I don't want to sway the vote based on that, but I would love to choose a song because it means a lot to me, this one. I love it. This is the Cortinas, not 19 Forever. Okay, so I don't know, man. It's like, I think you've got a favourite out of those, but it's your choice, right?
I know it's your wedding thing, and I feel bad about not picking yours, Chris, but Scott did bring the banger, so I'm going to have to go for Scott.
Okay. No worries.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You snake catcher.
Snake.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, forgot we're twins.
I know.
That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one. Sugar, you make my soul complete. Rapture tastes so
today, it is Greg James' last show in the afternoon from 4 p.m. What a big day we're having.
It's, yeah.
With hide and seek as well yesterday, I mean, that was a madness as well.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? It sort of feels like, well, it's not really, it's the start of a new beginning, isn't it?
It is.
That's the way to view it.
You're not going to be single next time you're on air? Do you know what? Because I love you and you're one of my best mates, let's do this. I'm a good friend.
I love that.
You were going for it. Oh, everyone loved that. Yes, we had to play that today. Cortina's on Radio 1. It's all going on. Zed's here. Hi.
Hello.
We are absolutely buzzing to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for the welcoming hug as well on the way in.
Yeah, I like hugs.
He was like, bring it in. I was like, oh, okay. I'll be expecting that.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that from you. I wasn't expecting that you'd be a hugger. Yeah.
What did you think?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, like
the German in me is like distant.
Hello.
Yeah.
Because we are huge fans and obviously we've spoken to you before, but like to actually have you here today at Radio 1 is something that we wanted for a long time. So thank you.
Likewise. Again, thanks for having me.
Having seen the tour of your house on the internet, though, I'm just sad that we couldn't do the interview there.
We can do it next time.
Can we, though, or is this just a Zed promise that you might not?
I mean, there's not much to it, right? I have microphones, you would expect.
And where is the house?
The house is in Beverly Hills.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right there, isn't it?
It's not too bad. It's okay. It's livable.
We're going to play your new single, Happy Now. What we love about you is that like you tend to find these amazing singers that maybe not necessarily on everyone's radar and make them really popular and make everyone aware of them, like Maren Morris.
Yeah.
So tell me about who's on this track.
So on this track, on Happy Now, we have Ellie Dewey, who recorded a little demo for me so I can figure out if I think this is the right vocal for it or not, because singers can be incredibly talented, but it doesn't mean that they fit every song.
Right. How do you know when it's a fit?
It's just a gut.
Is that hard saying no to people?
I hate it.
Because there must be so many people that obviously want to work with you. They think they've done a great job.
Oh, I know.
Then they're not used to getting no's.
Yeah, right. You get the demo back and you're like, actually, this is not for me.
Feeling it. Nah.
It's terrible because I get to work with artists that inspired me to make the music that I make. And then I get that chance to work with them and I just realize this is just not right for the song. And who am I kidding? If I release a song and the voice isn't right and I just do it because I want them on a song, the song's going to fail because people just listen to what they like. And if it's not the right vocal, they're not going to listen to it.
But you must be the best at breaking up with someone. You're just so used to wording it bang on.
Now, I will move away from this in a minute, but when you have to break the bad news, is it a call? Is it a FaceTime? Or have you just got an email template ready to go?
Hey, that's not a bad idea, actually. Usually it's text. I'll just say
insert name.
Dear Rihanna. Copy and paste. Hey, name.
You accidentally keep in the one that's from before because you're in a hurry. You know, you're a busy man.
And then you've sent Rihanna to Taylor Swift.
You're giving me terrible ideas.
I only recently discovered one of your songs which somehow slipped me by called Shave It. Or Shave It Up.
There's a version of each, but yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you.
Can we make that more prominent? I reckon there's loads of people listening right now that aren't familiar with
When You
Shave,
Shave It.
Yeah.
An anthem.
Sure. An anthem and also lyrically really pleasing song.
You know you're DJing obviously these massive gigs and I assume you've got a load more coming up.
Oh, here we go.
In the next for couple of weeks.
I know what's coming.
I'm not even going to bother asking Zed if he could DJ at my wedding.
No.
But
which is next week.
Which is next
week. Oh, congratulations.
Cheers, man. But I was wondering, do you ever have to DJ like weddings for friends or, you know, where like family members want you to do it?
I don't think anybody's ever asked me.
No,
I don't think they would. Because it's like he's not going to do that.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope. No. I would hope they would ask me.
Oh. Yeah, totally.
I would absolutely love to do that for my friends. I'd do it for Ariana if she gets married soon.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's like proper throwing your hat in the ring there to say that you would DJ that wedding. No, and it's clever what you've done there, because that would just be an amazing party anyway.
Probably.
It? Yeah.
It would probably be an amazing party without me as well, but I don't want to miss out. And if
you
I don't have an invitation,
an invite.
I'll be there.
Are there songs that you've written that aren't under your name? So there'd be big songs that are out there that you wrote for other people that we might not necessarily know about.
I don't know how much people know, but yeah, I mean, I've done Beauty and the Beat for Justin Bieber, for example.
Yes.
Was a little while ago. I have like a secret synonym that if I don't want people to know at all, I can put that name down there. And you're looking at me like you want to know. I'm not going to say it, but yeah, I've done stuff under another name that nobody knows about. I even tricked my own agent. I was like, you got to check this guy out. He's like the next big thing.
But
if you trust him, I'll sign him.
But are they songs that we would know?
I don't know. Who said yes? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't ever reveal that because that's like my card that I can throw in if I don't know anybody to know.
So we're looking for this mystery producer.
Okay.
That isn't called Zed.
Correct.
I'm assuming the first thing you'd think would do your name backwards. So they're probably called Dez.
There's an artist called Rez.
Right.
That's the closest.
It might be you.
It could be.
Listen, in a minute, we're going to play a small game with you if you're able to stick around, called The Zed List. Came up with it this morning. We're really pleased with it.
I like that name.
Scott Mills.
So, I am now going to play you some clips from people who are famous in the UK. Now, obviously, originally from Germany, you live in Los Angeles.
Yep.
So, these people might not necessarily be on your radar, you know?
Okay.
But they're kind of well known. But I just need you to guess whether they're really, really like proper A-list famous or are they on The Zed List? List. Get me?
What does it mean to be on the Zed list?
Kind of a lesser celebrity.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, not A-list, A-list.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let us almost kind of educate you on what's happening right here. Yeah.
No, all I can do is be honest, right?
What about this? What about this person?
I'm a massive fan of The Dictionary.
That is Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
She's a thing. A celebrity here.
Okay.
I've got some more.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry, but
you've been whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning. But I'm happy to boil kettle water all day,
babe. We've had no
to keep you warm.
We've had no hot water and appliances before. It's not that big a deal. We've done it before. Go get it, girl.
It's something that really means a lot to me.
Does she sound like really famous to you or not?
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
I think it could be a famous singer, but I have no idea.
Famous singer.
Singer.
Would you collaborate with her, Zed?
Oh,
just off the voice.
Jesus.
I mean, you're a voice man, aren't you?
Zed feat Gemma Collins. Would be amazing.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this was not a famous person.
Yeah, well, she is.
She is.
But not for being a musician?
No. What about this person?
Pooing. You're in a relationship. You're getting to that stage where you've been for a month or two now, and you spend however many days at their house. You can't not poo. You need to poo. You don't want them to smell your poo. You don't want them to get this perfect image that they have of you. You don't want to ruin that. You don't want to break it. You don't want to distort it. Some of you might hold in that poo for 4 days. I'm at his house. I've only been with him for a month or two. I really like him. Borderline loving. And I don't want him to see my little alien poo in his toilet.
What about that person? Really famous or really not?
I would say this person sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but
You'd be on the right
But
lines.
The crazier somebody is, the more famous that person probably ends up being. So from what I heard this person talk about, I would say she probably is an A-list celebrity currently.
She is kind of famous. She's one of our presenters. She's called Maya Jama.
Okay.
And she is the girlfriend of Stormzy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what is the context of this poo conversation?
Just something that she put on the internet a while ago.
Wow.
What about this guy?
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders, will be wonders, Michael Jackson.
beautiful tribute to Michael Jackson there.
Zed, please.
I love.
Please be
this
hearing
was.
A hook in your head right mm-hmm. now.
I am. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Right.
whoever that is, I love that person already.
Famous?
Oh, God. Definitely a singer, so. That's just, okay, that's a trick question. Not famous?
To be fair, famous at a certain point in time, not so much anymore. It's a man who was called the £1 Fish Man. God, our TV's weird. And that was the follow-up to £1 Fish. Zed featuring £1 Fish would be also
Is
amazing.
That his name?
Well, yeah, kind of. That's,
the £1
that's
pound Fish Man.
Yeah, £1 Fish, yeah.
I do worry that wow. Zed's not in the UK for very long, and all we've offered him
it's
is like Gemma Collins.
I know. I mean, you wouldn't want to. I mean, you'd want to go back to Beverly Hills as soon as possible, wouldn't you?
Start the jet.
Start the jet.
Lots of new inspiration, though.
Thank you so much for coming to see us. It's been
Thank
really
you.
Fun chatting. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank
come
you.
Come and
very
see
much.
You soon. Thanks, Zed.
Absolutely. Scott
Mills. So I'm doing the chart tomorrow from 4, which means it's Chris's last show as a single man. Which is incredible because we've been doing this a while now.
Yeah.
And I've been there kind of every step of the way, really.
Yeah. Yeah, when you put it like that, we've got, well, yeah. Yeah. It's all developed, yeah. really, whilst we've been doing this.
Isn't it weird? Like, because we do this every day on the radio, it's like, obviously, a lot of elements of your life go on air and a lot of people feel that they kind of know you because you reveal a lot.
Totally. And even like turning up here sometimes and maybe like you haven't had the best day or like you've had a really good day and all those times you kind of, everyone hears that and everyone goes along with you. It's nice. You feel supported.
Okay. I've got something for you now. This is where it all began. Chris had discovered on air as a single man, there was a great way of staying out all night.
Came in for love.
I had one of those phone calls where I know something weird's about to happen because he's got a real excitable sound in his voice. Hey, Millsy! Hello, I was at home.
I was made aware of a situation last night, and as soon as this situation entered my mind, I realised that this will be the situation that I would be encountering.
It'll be the end of you as well.
No, it won't. It's all good.
It will.
It's a long journey home, back to Watford,
mm.
sort of way, about an hour. And I thought, do you know what, I could stay out for another drink. But then stay in the youth hostel.
Yeah. So you checked into the YMCA.
Is that the YMCA?
I came in for love. Someone to hold me down.
And who can forget the time when Chris went on a date and tried out a scene from Top Gun to see if romantic gestures in movies work? In real life, this is what happened.
You've lost that loving feeling.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh, that loving feeling.
Stop it, I'm looking.
You've lost that loving feeling. Now you're gone.
Seriously?
Gone.
Chris.
Gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Go now.
And then there was the time he made a huge revelation on air about something he'd been doing wrong in the bath for a very, very long time, which started a new feature on our show.
How old are you, Chris? 24?
24, yeah.
Yeah, he admits that for the first time last week, he realised that it was better if you didn't sit with your head at the tap end.
I had an epiphany. I was lying there and I suddenly thought, all these years I've been lying head against the tap.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? How has that never occurred to you?
I don't know.
Why would you sit at the tap end on your own?
It's much more comfortable the other way around if
yes!
you haven't done it.
No. It is, yes. It is. It really is. That's disappointing that you've only found that out now. Yeah. Really upsetting.
Bless you.
He's been at tap end for years.
24 years at the tap end.
Came in for love. Someone to hold me.
Then Chris and I went to Zante because I was doing a DJ set via Vienna and I took him to a very special shop which you can find in Vienna Airport. You should visit sometime.
It was quite weird having this kind of shop in the airport and I did not make any purchases. There didn't seem any point. We weren't going to be in Zante long.
What were you going to buy?
I don't mean it like that. I just mean it was hardly worth it. You know, if we were there for a week or something, we probably would have stocked up.
What would you have bought for a week?
Or just some visual entertainment.
I came in for love.
This is great.
Someone to hold me.
Now, this is a moment. There was a time we got Pixie Lott to call Chris because she was his absolute favourite to wish him a happy birthday. But I'd been prank calling him all day before this.
Hello.
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah, who's this now?
Hi, it's Pixie Lott.
All right.
Just wanted to wish you a really happy birthday. And hopefully we'll meet up again.
Leave me alone!
Wow. Chris, what did you tell her to do?
I told her to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it took me to organise that today, me and the one that doesn't speak?
I hung up on her.
You did, yeah.
I know. We spent about 6 hours this morning trying to sort it all out and arrange a time and...
Oh, no.
I came in for love.
Blown it.
Someone to hold me.
Or how about when Chris tried to flirt with Hollywood A-lister Mila Kunis by offering to take her to his team, Watford, to watch the match with his mates? She loved it.
Got it. I'm with you. We're back to being British.
And then bosh a couple of pints.
Yeah, pints I get. Pints I like.
The thing is,
what's
with the boys,
favourite beer?
This is happening.
Well, but
I like Blue Moon. Do you have that?
No, we haven't got that.
What?
I've never even heard of that.
What? Listen, I'm gonna come, you're gonna show me football, and I'll show you a blue moon.
I came in for love, for someone to hold me down.
And then, when he finally does get a girlfriend, he brings his mate Fernando into the studio and told us about all the times that Fernando's girlfriend...
October the 15th.
...does things that annoy him.
3:03 p.m. Sent pranky email from my account telling 6 different people I fancied them.
So she sent an email saying what?
She sent an email to a male colleague that I work with saying, "Hello, I really fancy you. Love, Chris." Fernando. So I wrote it in my phone.
Okay. With the exact date and time.
With the exact date and time so that when I needed it for ammo, I had it there.
I quite like this.
I came in for love. Someone to hold me down.
Did you like montage?
Yeah, I feel weirdly emotional. I mean, I will be coming back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and also, I still want you to come back like the idiot that you are after you're married.
That's lovely. That's very kind of you.
But it has been an incredible journey. Do you remember you met your fiancé at my house?
Yes, I did.
What were you?
We dressed as Lady Gaga for something we were doing privately. But...
Yeah, and I love you and I love her and I think you're perfect for each other and I'm so happy for you and that I've been able to see all this, happen, really.
Yeah.
Where it began.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm really proud to be your best man. Oh, sorry, usher.
I feel weird
at the wedding.
Yeah. Well,
good luck, mate.
It's really nice of you to say. Thank you.
Good luck. Scott Mills. I'm here for the official chart tomorrow from 4 on BBC Radio 1. Scott.